Bitch, where she lost me, got me fucked up, barely know me. My plan is to run up, minimizing whole shit, diluting all confusion in my dome piece. I'm just trying to do it like dog from East Long Beach. Flying up for chronic and tonic, on my own beach. Flying up the cop and the styling, then they clone feet. Niggas been jocking and watching since round 03. Yeah, I might chop it and kick it, but don't quote me. Yeah, niggas lame.
Welcome back from Desk Low. Now for this episode, man, this guy's making his third appearance, man. He's no stranger to the show, man. This time, man, he brought his latest artist to the show, man. And I'm going to say this right now, man. This top-notch debut produced by the God himself. Man, I'm telling you, Detroit is very special, man. Especially for like a new artist like yourself right here. Man, I got the one and only. Welcome back, my brother, Bronze Nazareth. And for the first time but not last time, Kurt Zollard.
Yo, what's up?
What up, yo?
So, yo, this album was just released yesterday. So, yo, I just want to let you all know. How was it making, like, how did you two come across each other?
I mean, Solid is, he's basically a branch off the Salute the Kid tree. So I'll let him tell you how he met Salute, but I met Solid through Salute. Kurt opened up for us at a couple shows here in Detroit, and, you know, we reconnected, you know, about a year and a half ago. And, you know, I listened to his EP and I'm like, yo, let's get to work and shit. So, you know, and then he can tell you his travels and how he linked with Luke.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. I met Luke, shit, 20 years ago. Through my cousin. I don't even know if Luke was with Bronze yet. It was early, like 2000, 2001. And we just connected, and he always told me, like, you know, if something happened for me, he was always going to get back with me. And he got with Bronze. I met Bronze probably, like 2007? Mm-hmm. Somewhere like, that's when the first time I met. And they let me come out to a couple shows. Mm-hmm. And we reconnected on social media, like Bronze said, about a year and a half, 2 years ago. And it's been on ever since. Been on.
Now, when I went and looked back at your discography, Kurt, like I noticed, like there was only The Process and The Soul of Detroit now too. Now, did you go by another name and this just a rebrand, or did you just finally be like, all right, you know what, I'm gonna start taking this rap serious?
I came out with Eshawn back in the day, like 2011, mm-hmm. 2010. I had like a mixtape, and I was going by King Solomon.
Okay.
And I did a lot of production. Actually, I did basically all the production on that project. But this was like 2010. I was more producing, and but since around 2012, I've just been doing, you know, what I was doing, a couple of mixtapes here and there. I had an EP, like Bronze was saying, and but I was going by Kurt, and then I started going by Kurt Solid probably about 2018. But so it's been no major releases, just been a couple of mixtapes here and there throughout the years. But
except for this one,
official. This is my first official project. Yeah, it's a couple of smaller projects I had in the past.
See, I like how we kind of got that backstory now, too, because it shows, like, the process of the title, because knowing that you guys' history, it's like, you know what, let's come together and make some magic. So, was that, like the initial coming for the title with this project?
Yeah, definitely. The process, that, and it took a minute to go with the title, too, and that just kind of came one day. We was thinking, like, yeah, that's dope. So, we went with that. But, yeah, that make a lot of sense, definitely.
Word. Yeah, I like the title to have that, you know, got to have a good meaning, got to connect to what we're doing and shit, you know what I'm saying? Because I think music is much more than just listening to it. I think, you know, it's something spiritual that connects with you, you know what I mean? So I'm like, yo, when he came with The Process, I was like, yeah, that's it. Because it was a process making the album. Not that it was hard or nothing, but Bro, work ethic is top notch. So, you know what I'm saying? We was working, we was kicking it. You know, we got some other songs that's gonna fit on the next one. So yeah, bro.
Now,
It's a
was his first
process.
official Black Day introduction to like your fans was on If You're Worried, You Should Be Now?
Was it? Yeah, I think that was his debut. Yeah. Yeah, I think so. He was on that Dots, Hollywood Dots as well. So yep. That came just shortly after mine. But yeah,
You can't forget the guy, Corrupt, yo. Come on, yo.
I think
Now,
you know
with this project now too, like Bronze, I'm curious now too, because I seen this saying on Twitter, and can't take Twitter too serious, but this actually made some sense.
what I
They
mean? Yeah.
said that you're not a true producer unless you complete a true body of work. Now, have you done this several times? Now, would you agree with this saying, Bronze?
Damn, that's a tough one. Because I don't want to shit on other people, because it's really a singles game right now. And a lot of people got big off of one joint, man. You
Yeah,
know, and I'm
true.
talking about all genres, you know, electronic, all that shit. So, no, I don't want to discredit the people that done it once. If you produce something and you put it out in the world, I think you can call yourself a producer. You know what I'm saying? I think it's more on some Quincy Jones shit with me. I'm a career producer. You know what I'm saying? I'm not just a one-off or a guy who did a couple joints and disappeared. You know, I've been going since 05 with the four albums. So, like, I'm really out here trying to outdo whoever got the most, you know, banging and classics albums. You know what I mean? So, that's it, man. That's how I feel about it.
I like how you put it like that now too, because like that could that saying on Twitter, because people would take that with a grain of salt, but some people take that, oh, I need to produce a full body of work. So maybe an upcoming producer to hear you saying it could actually, uplift them.
I mean, definitely, man. I think it becomes easier to become a household name. And like I say, if you want to make music your career, a one-off might probably not going to do it. You know what I'm saying? So I think to be a career producer, like if you really want to say you got a career in music and record producer, yeah, I think you got to do records, you got to do albums. You know what I mean? Full bodies of work, like you say, definitely, man.
So even with like introducing Kurt to the new Black, no, sorry, introducing Kurt into the Black Day in July, I was curious now too, because it seems like a lot of the artists within that roster came together for Kurt's collaboration now too. So I was curious, like, did you introduce like Kurt to the fans besides from Salute? Like, this is my new artist right here, Kurt Soller right here. Like, how did this process go securing the guest spots with your fellow artists?
Oh yeah, it's kind of like a label thing, man. We got threads where we all talk, we all support each other, we all share our shit. You know what I mean? So, it's a collective. So if somebody hears something crazy, they're like, "Yo, who on that?" You know what I mean? "Yo, can I get on that?" Or "Yo, can I get you on this, bro? Yo, jump on this for me." So you know, it's all love between the guys on the label, man. So you know, I hope he feels welcome with open arms and shit. You know what I mean?
Now, Kurt, now when I was taking with your process now too, no pun intended right now too, when I was listening to this project now too, I must have ran this song back like 4 or 5 times, like my first listen to, because I just couldn't get over it. All the Burdens. Now this is a very powerful song. Like it's for the people who haven't heard this. It's about an older cousin who is jealous of his little cousin, which things take a turn for the worse. Now, with this song now too, is this like based on a personal experience that you had, or is this like something like your story writing skills, let's say? Because this is very powerful.
Nah, it was more so just story writing, really. It was like I like a lot of I like story rapping writers rappers. So I just tried to take a page out of that book, really, and come with something that I could try to make visual and relatable, you know. So that was basically the whole basis of it. But it could have been about, you know, any type of relationship that can be close, really, but it was just, I figured that'd be maybe a little more relatable, more visual.
Yeah, because like I ain't gonna lie, because like when certain artists put like a story together like that, you can picture it in your head, like a movie going on in your head. So when Bronze, when you were producing this, like did you know he was gonna come with this, or did he come back like, yo, Bronze, like check this out?
Oh yeah, he just laid it on me, man. He had the story. I think we had a bunch of parts, and we added a couple more. Yeah, and we added a couple of more pieces, and yeah, no, but he had the story right there, and I was just like, damn, this. When we first made it, I like you say, I ran it back a few times. You know what I mean? And then, then we got the vocals on there, and she killed the hook.
Oh man,
Oh man, and
yeah, she killed that.
yeah, capped it off.
Yeah,
So
she killed that. Did you ask him the same question after you laid it down?
I think I did. I think I did. I actually wasn't, did this
Yeah.
something you seen or
Right,
something happen.
yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, I thought the
Mm,
same shit you thought. I'm like,
the
damn, this
same
sounds like it's personal experience right here, B.
Yeah, for
Man,
real.
very
That's
well written, man.
that just A1 right. That's just A1 right there. Now also now too, like when I was listening to this song now too, like when I first ever heard of Kurt Salling now too, it was on the If You're Scared, You Should Be. No, If You're Worried, You Should Be Now. But when I actually listened to Kanye 04, I was like, damn, you know, like this kind of took me back to like the days of like, you know, when he was actually tolerable now too. So when making Kanye 04, oh yeah, by the way, I love the porn flip fucking bra thing with the shirt, man. That's classic. I was curious now too. When you guys were coming together for Kanye 04, did you guys spend like a good like maybe day and a half listening to the College Dropouts? Like, we want to do something like that. Cause like this took me back, I ain't gonna lie.
Man, first I said, like, bro, I don't know. I don't even know if he writes because I just see him go in the booth reciting shit, and then he spit the song. So I'm like, I'm impressed with that heavily. So, that's my take on it. No, it didn't take long at all. He came in there, shot it down quick. Like, he's killer in the booth. You know what I mean? So I let him speak on it
No,
though.
it was, I'm gonna be real with you. It was the energy from the beat for me. Like when I first started, you know, when I first went into it, but I didn't even, Bronze kind of came with the hook and put it right there. And I'm like, oh, that is dope. You like, he like, yeah, keep it like that. All right, bet. And doubled the hook. So that was kind of like a, I didn't have a hook right there. You know, he put it there and put it. So it, that kind of made it more. It made the song flow better, but for me, it was the energy, man. I just was writing to the energy, really, you know, just to be honest with you.
Right.
Now I was curious now too, like coming up for Kurt Solid now too, being from Detroit, like who did you look up to? Because like I'm just curious on like who did you actually like take for your inspiration to like, you know, I want to take this serious and tell my story.
I mean, you mean as far as from the from Detroit or just
No,
period?
anywhere. It could be anywhere.
Oh man, I mean everybody. I can't. It's so many people. I mean, from the storytelling of Slick Rick and Biggie and you know the Nas and the Wu and a person even like Dre, because Dre was the first person. I when I met Dre is when I discovered a couple other lyricists in Detroit, like
Andreas, salute the kid.
yeah, I'm sorry,
No,
yeah,
you good.
Luke,
Yeah, so people
Luke.
don't get confused with the doctor. Yes.
Yeah,
Yeah, I got you. Yeah, I got you.
But when I met him, and it was a couple other lyricists from the from Detroit that let me keep going as far as because it wasn't really popular to rap like that when I was younger. But when I discovered Salute, I discovered Rock Bottom in the City, and Eminem came at that same time around that same. So it was a lot of, you know, lyricists, Royce and Elz, I kind of heard, I discovered all these people around the same time. And then when I met Bronze, I'm like, they rap like this too. You know what I'm saying? So it was like, it was all a, it was able to keep doing that. You know what I mean? So you name it, man. It's hard for me to really put it in a box how many people really
Yeah,
inspire me,
that's dope.
man.
I'm the same way.
I like how you say that too, like around, it was around the time when M Detroit came out now too. Like this is like an experience, like I couldn't imagine like this being replicated now too. But like when a movie like 8 Mile comes into like the universal process now too, how does that affect like artists and producers onto like a local scene, knowing like this entire world is looking at them? Like what was your guys' process during that time knowing, like, you know, the world is on you, like the world has their eyes on you, like the entire city.
When 8 Mile, some of it got shot in my neighborhood. The other part got shot like by my high school. So I was seeing 8 Mile when it was happening to see it. It was crazy. Like, you know, I had people close to the situation. So I was always hearing stuff. So since I was younger, I was always kind of somewhere kind of hearing little stuff because I knew people who knew people. It was crazy. It was hard to really explain how that whole time was because it was just like you said, it was a lot of attention, and it happened fast too, you know.
And like now, this is why reason why I brought it up now too. Now they're saying that 50 is going to be doing an 8 Mile continuation and up there for TV show. So I'm thinking that, you know, if M is true to the Detroit roots, he's going to come back and like how he did with the 8 Mile things now too. So if either of you guys got hit up to like be in this like TV show, are you guys opposed to acting or do you guys want to keep your legacy strictly music? Because I was curious about this.
No, I haven't been hit up. I do some acting. See what's what. Yeah, I don't mind.
Would you spit a 16?
Would I spit a 16 on camera?
Oh yeah, no, like you know how they did the battles and stuff like that. Like say, like yeah. Like different battles and stuff like that. Would you be opposed to doing that?
Yeah, no, I'll do that for sure. I'm a rapper. You know what I mean? I'm gonna do it.
Hey, if anyone's listening, you know, somebody get Bros to score this, man, it'd be legendary right there.
Word up.
Now, I was curious now too about Kurt now too. When you came together with Bronz to actually produce a full body of work now too, like did you come to him or did he come to you? Because I like how when an artist and producer come together, because especially for a debut like this now too, because like you didn't play around with this debut at all. You have several songs on here that you can go back to now too. Like even a 1,000 songs, we don't sample stitch on here though. But yo, that flip though, whoo! Oh my God, yo! But, I was curious now too, like how did you come like together with Bronz for this project? Now too, do we want the full backstory on this?
I think when we really started was like a little bit after the pandemic, and I put some remember the freestyles, and I think Bronz reached out like, yeah. Dog, I didn't know you were still right. Going in and this, that, and the third. And send me like 3 or 4 beats, and we went from there really, and so really, yeah, it was off of social media. I put a couple of freestyle content up, and just was consistent with it for a minute. It caught Bronz's attention again, because like I say, I've known him for a long time, but for a minute I didn't really have any contact, and then social media kind of brought us back together.
Yeah. Now, I like how you brought up social media now, too. You're only on Twitter, right?
Me?
Yes.
Oh, no. I got Instagram. I got Facebook.
Okay.
It's all Kurt Solid. KurtSolid.
All right. I'm going to have to look again because I did look for you. I got you on Twitter, but I couldn't find you on IG. So just to let people know, we're added in there now, too.
So
when you guys finished this now too, like, was there songs that didn't make the cut? Because I always like hearing about, like, because it flows all throughout the album, all the way to the end. But I was curious, like, when you got to the end, is that your full name for song 14?
No. No, my name, Curtis Solomon.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's just a shot to the wrestler, you know what I mean? But you know, we did it with the K instead of the C for Kurt, you know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, okay, I got you now.
Word up.
So when you finished this now too, like did you know that this was gonna be your debut? Because for an artist coming into the game now too, like you wanna make a very impressionable debut now too, because in a day and age now too, music be so like disposable now too. But I think like with this album now too, this will be one of Detroit's pure gems now too, because I love when a new artist comes out and tells their story because it's a breath of fresh air. I always tell people, don't be scared to listen to a new artist. And sometimes it may take an artist like an artist and producer like Bronz Nazareth for them to actually check out somebody like a Kurt Solid now too. So would you guys agree with that?
Definitely, yes. That was my whole aim. I couldn't really. I was waiting on a situation like this for years, like where I could have somebody established who was, you know, in the game, who would, you know, take the opportunity, where I could have an opportunity. And that's really what happened. But that's what I was waiting on. Definitely a person just like Bronze, who was, like I say, moving around in the industry. And that's what happened, man. Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely agree as well, man. I think I don't know. I'm one of the people that's gonna reach out, reach. I'm not scared to fuck with a new artist. I fuck with dope shit. You know what I mean? So, you know, it's a lot of dudes in the game that don't fuck with you because you might not be as big of a name as them. I'm not that way. You know what I mean? I fuck with dope shit, and trust me, it's on all levels. You know what I'm saying? It's people that's at a certain level that might not let me fuck with them or might not fuck with me because I'm not on their level. You know what I'm saying? So it's just part of the game. You know, they call it the ceiling. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? But me personally, if we're not putting out new music, new art, you know what I'm saying? What are we doing? You know what I mean? I'm not scared to put a new artist out, period.
Yeah, I like that. I kind of wish, like, you know, more producers were like that too. They're like, oh, we'll only get to a few and you're popping out too. Because we see that sometimes a lot with in Hap. Like, we'll see like a big name producer. Once that artist starts getting a little bit of buzz, they're like, okay, now let me, you know, mess with him. But it's like, where were you from the start? Yeah. But then again, sometimes they weren't really in tune with that though.
Yep, yeah, it happens, bro. Definitely happens.
Now,
it's definitely difficult for a new artist, you know, to the scene is already oversaturated. So it's definitely hard to tread through everything and find a new artist who ain't been on your radar. But, you know what I'm saying? Like, just like how when I did the Bronze tape with Ghostface, I got to gather a bunch of his fans, you know what I mean? And they become my fans. I like to pass that along and shit. So now Kurt Sally gonna grab some of my fans, and you know that's how we spread good music. You know what I mean?
So I like how on the DSPs it says Bronze Nazareth and Kurt Sally now too, because like you said, a lot of people will discover him too. Because there's a lot of people who follow Bronze Nazareth, so when they hear actually Bronze on the production, people love Bronze production. You know, I swear, man. But it's even better when he raps, man.
Salute.
Now, Kurt, I gotta ask. Now, I just have to ask. Knowing that Bronze history now, too, did you ask for a Wise Man feature?
I'm sorry. I couldn't hear
Knowing you. That Bronze history, did you ask for a Wise Man feature?
Oh, definitely. It was that went what I was saying. You know what I'm saying? I need everybody who I could get, man, for the help. You know what I'm saying? But definitely, I had to get them off the tree. You already know, so.
I would have loved the Wise Man on 1000. Woo! That's my favorite beat by Bronze right there.
Word up, bro.
Word.
So, like, even, like, with, like, the process now, too, like, coming together with a song for, like, 1000 now, too, like, did you know you want to do a flip like that? Because knowing your history and not, like, that, too, you don't want to, like, actually, like, you know, let me flip something that's already classic now, too. But when you did it now, too, you gave it that Detroit sprinkle on top of it, I like to call it.
Yeah, bro. You know, that shit just came together so well. I like to connect what the artist is talking about with what I cut into it. So, I mean, that shit just connected, bro. 1000. You got to, you know. The cut was perfect. I had recently heard it, too. And you know, I heard it a while ago, but I heard it again recently. And I was like, yo, that's perfect. And so, yeah, I laid it in there, man. You know what I mean?
So even with this now too, because I noticed like people like to dispose of music really fast now too. What hopes do you guys hope like with visuals now too? Because Kanye 04, I like to very call it like a very colorful visual now too. Because man, we don't get visuals like this anymore now too. Normally, when an artist drops a video like this, okay, they're like, that's it for the song right there. But like, I know in a distant age, people like to see visuals now too. So with being a visual, like having visuals, is that important for this project?
Definitely. I think, I mean, I can just look at our numbers at Black Day, and every joint that we have a video for, the numbers is higher for each one. So I mean, it only makes sense, man. You know, try to. I would do a fucking video for every song. You know what I'm saying? If I can, I've had a few projects where I did 5, 6, 7 videos. You know what I mean? So, definitely, man. I think having visuals lets the people connect to you, see who you are, look at your face, because everybody looks at you, bro. Everybody's looking. You know what I mean? So, people want to know just the face behind the voice. People want to know, like, a big thing in rap is, can we believe you? You know what I mean? Do we believe this motherfucker or not? You know what I mean? So I think to see, I'm saying, I think to see real niggas on camera, it's like, you know what I'm saying? People can be like, yo, I can get with, because let's be real. It's not just about your skills. Mm-hmm. You got to have your skills. You got to have your charisma. You got to have all that shit, bro. So people got to see you. You know what I mean? I think that's definitely favorable if you can do as many videos as possible.
Now, Kurt, like, you seem like the type of individual to be very quiet in person now, too. But when you get on the mic, man, too, you probably light up the entire room now, too. Now, is this on point or not really?
Man, I just be observing, man. I'm just, nah, I wouldn't say I'm quiet, but, you know, I just be reserved, man.
Hey, man, I can't even front like that. Like, studio for us, bro. It's kind of boring, bro. We be in this bitch working, bro. We don't. It ain't like we blow or whatever. We party, we drink a little bit, but we don't. It's not like a party and shit. So
oh, yeah,
it's like boom. But like, yeah, he definitely, the way I think he light it up is, it's like I really don't got to do no work, bro. He be one taking this shit, you know what I'm saying, bro? Be in there doing his work. So yeah,
man. Yeah, I like to have a good time though, man. But for the most part, man, I really like working. I like the studio, you know, like that's what I like to do, man. I like the whole process, no pun intended. But I like the whole process, from the production. I like when I hear the beat from the reels, so I like all of it, man. So that's what I like to do. So
yeah, we party at the shows, man.
Right. Yeah, and I also see that now too. Like, I also see, like, Bron, you're doing a lot more shows now too, like with like nonfiction and people like that now too. So I was curious now too. Is there a new strive for performing live for Bron's Nazareth?
I think so, man. My recent show's been filling up nicely and shit, better than before. I think it's constant work, you know, working with Ghosts and Crooked Eye, like I say, collective fans and shit, Rock Marcy, doing the Black Day stuff, you know, every one of these platforms is a dip into a bunch of new fans. And so, yeah, bro, I love doing shows. That's like, for me, shows is like the reward for all the work. I'm not like a big club going dude, like dudes be at the club, I'll be at the crib mixing and shit, so.
Yeah, I feel that.
But I thoroughly enjoy myself at shows and shit. So for me, that's like the reward for the work. And yeah, shows is coming in. We're working on a few, trying to get to the land down under. You know what I mean? So we got some shit boiling. Definitely shows is picking up. Word up.
Well, leading into that question now too, this one is for Kurt now too. I was curious now too, because I recently watched artist there was like one, there was a Prodigy show. He did H9C, but it was backed by Blue Notes. And like when Jay-Z did his Reasonable Doubt concert for the Reasonable Doubt, would you ever do something like this for the process? Like actually perform it live and like actually have it recorded now too? Because like I think that would be very dope for a new artist to do in this day and age now too. Because like I said, we don't really see that nowadays now. And I remember when I was going through the Black Day in July website now too, I was looking at your bio. You have like in studio sessions of you performing your songs and stuff like that. So from Soul of Detroit. So would you ever do something like that? Like an in studio session, like how you guys are doing right now?
Definitely. That's actually, it's funny you say that's actually something we're trying to put together as for some content. So real soon, something to that degree, you know, moving forward, definitely. But yeah, I love doing that. I love content. So that was definitely something that I was thinking about.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Yeah, now, I have to ask this, because when I saw this clip, I'm like, yo, is this like a, like, because Kanye loves porn, but like, yo, when you did the process Pornhub flip like that too, like, is this like going to be merch for the album or is this like a homage to Kanye? I was curious about that.
No, it's actually going to be merch for the album. We put it up like real soon, like in the next couple of days or so. But no, it's just some merch. I thought it was kind of funny, a little catchy, you know. So yeah. I went on ahead and put that down. But yeah, word.
Like yeah, because when I peeped the video, yeah, I just couldn't help because like you know, like knowing Kanye's history, is like, yo, is this a hair image or is this merch?
That's what's up, bro. Got him thinking. That's what's up, man. Right.
Now, also now too, with this project now too, I'm also curious about album covers too. Was it just like a regular album cover, or is there like a story behind it now too? Because like, album covers can be something that's a hit and miss now too. And I think like when you take a look at this project now too, like it's something like you got something to say. So, what was this project like? The cover going like.
You go ahead.
So we booked the spot, you know, to do the photo shoot, and we got the cameraman and all that. And we was trying to shoot for like Ohio Players type of cover because my man Solid, I don't know if you listen to the album, he has a lot of women involved in the album and in his speech. You know what I mean? I hope I said that smooth enough. We was like, yo, let's do like Ohio Players type of joint. You know, y'all know the Ohio Players cover. But like we get to the spot and she hits him like, I can't come. So we had a model ready and all that. I mean, you know, and so, you know, she was like, she couldn't come the day of we get to the photo shoot. But so the cover was kind of like improvised and shit. We still had the spot. It was still fresh, you know what I mean? Middle of Detroit, you know what I mean? So, yeah, that was kind of the story behind that. It was supposed to be something different, but, I mean, it's fire, no doubt, you know what I mean? I think it fits perfect.
Yeah, because we're like, when you see an album cover like that, too, I think it actually works about the model now, too, because if people may get the wrong perception, because people like to judge an album, like, by its book until you actually listen to it, because they may be like, oh, this may be like just like, you know, like boats and hoes, but when you actually listen to it now too, it's actually takes you to a very personal journey. Well, I don't know if it's half personal because these storytelling skills are immaculate and I ain't gonna front.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Thank you, man.
So now, yo, Kurt Solid, Bronze Nazareth, man, yo, this album now, it's only been out one a day. Like I said, I'm just anticipated now too. But with your guys' future work now together now too, I was curious, Bronze now too. Can we expect any new Wise Man music incorporated in your Black Day in July artists?
I mean, that's tough for me, bro. I actually get asked this question a lot, man. And we almost had a deal for a new Wise Man album, but it's hard for me because, like, to me, it's not the same. It's not the Wise Man no more. With no Kev. By the way, Salute the Kid gets out May 23rd. You know what I'm saying? It's still free salute, but he'll be back May 23rd. But without Kevlar and I say Philly's kind of inactive, it's not the Wise Men to me no more. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not the same group. So I feel like if we come back and configure some shit, like I got a few Kev verses. I got a couple Philly, but it, you know what I'm saying? It ain't fresh and new. You know, you don't want to do that for a new album. So I feel like the Wise Men, it would be a whole different group if we come out now. That's why I kind of geared it more towards this is the Black Day Collective. You know what I mean? So that was intentional because, you know, like Luke been locked down since 2013.
Yeah.
You know, Philly not really, you know, he kind of went and did his own thing, different type of music. And as you know, Kev passed. So like I say, to me, it's not the same group. And to do an album now, I feel like it's a little blasphemy. You know what I mean? So I highly doubt it to be any more Wise Man shit, bro.
I like that answer now, too, because you don't want to wreck the legacy now, too. You want to keep it as intact as it is.
Yeah, definitely, man.
Now, I got to ask now, too, because Ella's day on this record now, too. Man, yo. Are you producing Ella's next album now too? Cause yo, this is one guy I'm waiting for, man. It means Ella be building in the DMs, man. But yo, Ella, you watching? Yo, we waiting.
Oh, yeah, I got Ella on his next album, dog. Yeah, I think I did every beat on there. It's done. We probably about to start launching ads for it very soon. You know, we got to let Solid do his thing for a minute and bubble.
Oh, yeah,
and,
of course. Yeah,
and then we sliding into Illa Days. But, Illa's shit is, his new album is called Ponch. That's his middle name, La Ponch. Shout out Illa. This his album Ponch is, this shit is crazy. It's like, it's different, but like in a real good way, like in a good way.
Yeah.
Illa on some shit on here. We got some crazy shit. Like, so, Illa coming, bro, right after this, man. Like, they, we're going to keep pushing.
Definitely a Kurt Salad feature on that, though.
We're going to keep busting, man. Oh,
definitely. I'm on there.
Okay, yeah, that's perfect.
Yeah, yeah. Salad on the, he on the first video, so, yeah. Oh. Yeah, we're tying it in.
Yeah, definitely.
Yo, you guys, the process is out right now. Like I said, I'm going to edit this, put all the videos, the clips in it now, too, with the Kanye 04. But, yo, if you guys made it this far now, too, I encourage you guys, too, if you guys like any of Bronze Nazareth now, too, I think Bronze was some of Bronze's best beats on here, you say, for Kurt, man, because I'm going to lie, that 1,000, that's my top Bronze beat right there, man. I love that right there, man. So without further introduction, my guys, yo, you guys are welcome back anytime. Is there any last words before I let you two go?
I'll let him go take you out, man. Kurt Salad.
Yo, I just want everybody to check it out, man, and give it an ear. Get a process of ear, you know. It's I feel like it's something good, real nice in the marketplace, you know. So I just want people to check it out, you know what I mean? And and expect more, you know? Expect more.
Now, if you guys want physicals or anything, the link is in the bio. Support my guys. Yo, like I said, your Bronze Nazareth, Kurt Salad, yo. Much love, my brothers. You guys welcome back anytime.
My God. Appreciate
it, bro.
Big salute, man. Appreciate it, love. Be safe, bro. If you need me, shout me out, bro.
Will do. One love, my guys.
Peace, bro. Peace.